Psalm 89, Part 1, Preface. The kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ is twofold, the kingdom of grace and the kingdom of glory. They are also called the kingdom of heaven, meaning the kingdom of grace on earth, and eternal life. The kingdom of grace is in this present time. The kingdom of glory is in eternity. And yet, they are inseparably linked together. For where there is forgiveness of sin, there is also life and salvation. Whosoever would enter the kingdom of glory in eternity must first be in the kingdom of grace, in which alone is obtained the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, as he says, "This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." John 17, verse 3. Here the Lord is speaking of the kingdom of grace in which eternal life begins, through the living knowledge of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. For when man is born spiritually of the Spirit, he is born into an eternal life, which does not cease when this carnal and bodily life ends. Then in the world to come we shall enjoy peace, glory, and salvation, which eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath descended into the heart of man, but which God hath prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. On Christ's kingdom, let us hear the first part of the 89th Psalm. Prophecy of the Messiah and His Kingdom. Maskil of Ethan the Ezrahite. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever, thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen, I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Selah. And the heavens shall praise thy wonders, O Lord, thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about him. O Lord God of hosts, who is a strong Lord like unto thee? Or to thy faithfulness round about thee? Thou rulest the raging of the sea. When the waves thereof arise, thou stillest them. Thou hast broken Rahab in pieces, as one that is slain. Thou hast scattered thine enemies with thy strong arm. The heavens are thine, the earth also is thine. As for the world and the fullness thereof, thou hast founded them. The north and the south, thou hast created them. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. Thou hast a mighty arm, strong is thy hand, and high is thy right hand. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our horn shall be exalted. For the Lord is our defense, and the Holy One of Israel is our King. Summary. This whole psalm is a prophecy of Christ and his kingdom. It begins by praising this kingdom greatly as a kingdom of mercy enduring forever. Other kingdoms endure while they continue in virtue and morality. Corruption and the degeneracy of their inhabitants are their ruin. But Christ's kingdom essentially consists in forgiving sin and imputing righteousness. And this kingdom of grace and mercy will never become extinct. It will endure while the earth stands. Then the psalm refers to the promise made unto David, from whose house Christ was to be born, and it affirms, God would surely keep his covenant and oath unto David, because he is faithful and a ruler over all things, able to fulfill his promise. Therefore, he pronounces blessed the nation knowing the joyful sound, hearing and believing the glorious things proclaimed in the gospel. That nation, says he, shall walk in the light of God's countenance and shall be exalted. The fulfillment of this prophecy our eyes behold, for the nations possessing the light of the gospel are exalted and rule upon earth. Prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank Thee, because Thou hast called us by Thy gospel into Thy kingdom of grace. Grant that we be members not only of Thy visible church, but of the invisible community of saints, living temples of Thy Spirit. Keep us steadfast in the true faith, and finally receive us into Thy kingdom of eternal glory. Amen.